Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Greetings, everyone. It's Coach Betty live in Sacramento, California. And I am so excited about being here. It is an absolutely gorgeous, rainy, windy, cold day here in Sacramento. And I know you don't usually hear all those words in the same sentence, but I encourage and invite you all to say the same thing. No matter what the weather's like outside, start the sentence out with, "It is a gorgeous day and it's this." So that's where I am. This is the capital of California. I've got Chris back east who is running the board for us, and we're on the internet. So we have got you covered coast to coast and all around the world. I am particularly excited about my very special guest today, SARK. That's an acronym, S-A-R-K, standing for Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy. And she is an incredibly creative artist, out-of-the-box thinker. She opens up so many worlds to people. So we are going to get in conversation with her about all kinds of interesting things, transformation, sex, unleashing your own creativity. So if you listened to the show last week, I opened up the conversation around sex and why I use this word orgasmic living around the show. So I am going to be talking a little bit more about that in the last 15 minutes of the show, because my blessing is to really help people build strong and healthy relationships with themselves. And that includes their sexuality and their beauty. So once we discover the inside out beauty and sexuality, guess what opens up? Transformation starts to happen and you feel increased confidence. You start to channel any fears into being productive, and you actually have the courage to communicate with anyone, anytime, anywhere. Sound good? Well, if it does, I want you to keep listening to Coach Betty Live. And if you're ready to take some inspired action around this, email me, coachbetty@coachbettylive.com. So without further ado, let me welcome SARK to the show. Hello, SARK.
Hello. Hello, Coach Betty and everyone else.
Yes, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. SARK is a best-selling author and very creative artist, as I already mentioned. She sold over 2 million copies of, now she's on her 16th book, and it is titled Glad No Matter What, Transforming Loss and Change into Gift and Opportunity. So we are going to dig into what all that means and how she does that. But one of the things I need to do right off the top, SARK, is relay a story of my guest from last week. His name is Trathan Heckman, and you are a friend of his. And he got a hold of your book called How to Be Alive, which he said was chocked full of vital phrases. And it was a missing piece for him. He got so inspired and excited, and he went on to co-found this nonprofit in Petaluma, California called Daily Acts, which is all about sustainability. And he teaches hundreds of people about permaculture and anything and everything sustainable. And he told me to make sure I told you that you were the last piece to inspire him to move on. So how about that?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And he's actually talking about a poster that I wrote called How to Be Really Alive.
And it was he said it was just full of inspiring phrases that he needed to hear right in that moment.
Yes.
So you are making your impact.
Oh, yes. I feel so blessed. I've been really channeling the wisdom of Sark for, well, since really about 1982. So quite a few years now, and there's so much more. And I'm so excited to be representing the Sark spirit that really is inside everyone.
So it sounds like when you talk about it like that, that this is totally something that gets channeled through you, this whole idea of Sark. Why don't you take a couple minutes to just tell us how Sark emerged?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I've always been extremely intuitive and clairvoyant, and so much so that I thought it was absolutely just natural, and I still think this, that everybody is, but it was so natural to me that I didn't think of it as a gift. And when the name Sark was given to me in the early 80s, it was given to me by the author Henry Miller, and he was what I call a paper mentor, and that's someone who mentors you through the pages of their books. And so he was one of my great paper mentors, and I read everything he had written, and I didn't know that he had died. And he had died, but he came into my dream. And he told me that my name would be Sark and my artwork would be famous before my writing. And I just thought, that's a dumb name. I'm not going to be Sark. And I wrote the
dream. You want to reject that one, huh?
I wrote the dream down in my journal and put it aside. And 2 weeks later, he showed up in another dream and said, your name will be Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy. And I thought, wow, that's great. I'm going to add Ariel Rainbow to my name. I really like that whole name. And then I was doodling on a piece of paper in the courtroom and realized it spelled Sark.
Oh, my gosh. So that came to you after you wrote down Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, which you did love. Oh, my gosh. That's an amazing story. So it was meant to be.
Yes. And so then I didn't understand. I knew I was channeling the material, but I didn't understand that that was special or important to mention. And I also chose to embody Sark, so I more or less became Sark. And I think it was part of the Sark energy healing my spirit because of childhood abuse that I had experienced. I think I needed an alternate energy to step into.
Ah.
So, you know, I think it sheltered me and gave me a place to stand until I was strong enough to stand on my own.
Love that. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's really hard to step into our magnificence. So if it can be like, well, this Sark person is really the magnificence, and I'm stepping into that every once in a while. That's really beautiful. Well, so the Sark energy has just written this new book called Glad No Matter What, Transforming Loss and Change into Gift and Opportunity. So why this book right now when it seems like most people are feeling far from glad?
Yeah. Well, the number one, this is not a book about feeling glad when you don't feel glad. This is not a book about telling you to feel glad even if you don't. That's the most annoying thing. So this is a book about finding the glad parts in as many of your feelings as you can and transforming and alchemizing the other ones. And I call that practical gladness. And when you do that process, you're able to live in what I also call the marvelous messy middle with all of your feelings at the same time. So the truth is we're all many feelings all the time. We can be glad and sad simultaneously. Those are not opposites. Those are best friends.
Okay. So, you know, we were feeling all of these feelings all at the same time. And so how do we pull out glad when it feels like something else is more dominant, like sad?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the most important thing is to feel what you feel when you feel it. And then part two is letting go and allowing a new feeling to come. So what's happening is most people don't know how they feel. That's number one. And number two, they're not allowing themselves to feel what they do feel. So that's why I put a feelings menu in the book. Mm-hmm. And so you can look up how you feel, and then you'll be directed to a place in the book, and you'll be shown a practice or process of something to do with that feeling. It's my vision that, you know, that one day we'll go to a restaurant and we'll be given a feelings menu before we order our food.
What would that do for us?
We would immediately be able to assess and tell how we feel. We could identify how we feel. We could share how we feel with the other people we're eating with, or if we're eating by ourselves, we would become focused on how we feel. And then we would be, we would know what our transformative tools and processes, practices and processes that we could do to change and transform that feeling. So you will still feel challenging feelings. You're just going to be shown how not to spend so much time there.
So you really want to get real with people, it sounds to me like, you know, and the feeling place is such a real place. It's not about what's happening on the outside, but it's about what's happening on the inside. Am I on track?
Exactly. Because, you know, as we know and as we've all heard, it's not about what happens to us. It's about how we respond to what happens to us.
That's so true. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Sark is going to share some of the losses that she's transformed with us. So stay tuned.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today. Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Okay, we are back. It's Coach Betty live with Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, or Sark Energy. And right now that's one and the same person, I'm happy to say. And she has just written this book, as I mentioned, Glad No Matter What, Transforming Loss and Change into Gift and Opportunity. And that just sounds so good. And so, Sark, let us know, what losses have you transformed in your own personal life?
Yes, well, definitely the first and most important one was my brother. My older brother, 4 years older, was my best friend. Absolutely my best friend. And then when I was 7, he began abusing me, and I couldn't understand what was happening. And he went on to sexually and physically abuse me for 7 years. And it devastated me and certainly our family, and we found out years later that he had been molested by the next-door neighbor over a period of time as well. So I did significant transformations around that subject and around my own healing process, and I'm happy to say that I've forgiven him completely. I've forgiven my parents. I've forgiven the next door neighbor, and I've moved on. And I didn't think that could ever or would ever happen. And I have so much to offer as a result. Those are some of the gifts and opportunities that have come from that incest experience.
So forgiveness is this big piece of it, but now I really am dying to dig into the gifts that you saw open up because of that.
Yes. Well, the first gift was that I moved into my imagination and created a world other than the one I was living in. And it was, you know, an incredible world, and there were books, and I was living inside the pages of books, and I was absolutely transformed by those experiences. And then the next gift was I began to seek mentors and helpers. I knew that I was also very in touch with my higher self, or what could also be called the wise self. And that part of me told me, even while things were happening that were so horrifying, it told me that I was absolutely all right. And I didn't know how this could ever be resolved, but I believed that I was all right, ultimately all right. That yes, these things were happening to me, but that I was in some way untouched.
Wow. And so you started, I always like to break it down, chunk it down for people. So you started by really this forgiveness process of everyone involved in this horrific situation. And then you moved into your imagination and opened up worlds for the world you really wanted to create, it sounds like. And
well,
then,
actually, I'll add in here and say that it was a little bit the opposite way. I started with I started knowing that I had a wise self. I then moved into my imagination and lived there. And it wasn't until many, many years later that I was able to get to the forgiveness piece.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was almost kind of the opposite.
So you get in touch with your wise self, you move into your imagination, and then it opens up these gifts of being able to forgive people, because it's not an easy thing for us to do. I know we're human, and you know, when we're hanging on to something where we feel like maybe we weren't treated right, it's really hard to get to that place. So just one more quick response about, you know, if you were to, if somebody came to you and said, how can I forgive this horrible thing, Sark, where would you point them?
Well, I would point them to their own heart, and I would point them to why they're forgiving. It doesn't involve forgetting. I mean, I will never forget what happened to me, and it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, forgiveness is not about erasing what happened. It's about, you know, really about deeply, deeply knowing that whatever happened was all right, is all right, even if it's the most horrifying thing ever, that you forgive so that you can let go and release it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not meant to keep recycling and recycling. My mother, I watched her recycle everything bad that had ever happened to her over and over and over and over. So she mm-hmm. lived in a very critical, sort of bitter mindset. And so the forgiveness is not for these other people. The forgiveness was really for me.
Right. For you to let go of this thinking and this processing that was no longer serving you.
Right. And living in a story that had run. Now, believe me, there's a time, there was a very significant time where it's not time to forgive anyone. You know, there was a healing time when I was enraged. And I'll tell you, and another thing I transformed was I attempted suicide in my mid-30s.
Oh, yeah. And it
came after 2 weeks of incest flashbacks where I couldn't eat or sleep. And I was absolutely out of my mind, and so I thought the only way out was to die. And luckily, the suicide attempt wasn't successful, and I called the suicide prevention line, and the woman said, "Did you really want to die, or did you just want the pain to end?" And I thought that was so significant, and that was the start of a great deal of therapy and self-healing and, you know, incredible transformations that came as a result of that. So, you know, I've written about that in my books and then in this book, and then I wrote about losses through death. I mean, my mother died, my father died, my beloved cat of 17 years died, and the best love relationship I had ever had ended. And so what were the gifts and opportunities in all those? I've written about them in the book. And by the way, gifts of death spells God.
Mm. Wow. And we are all going to die too, huh? That's like a given in our lives.
Right.
It's
and that's
fascinating.
Why I did a painting of my deathbed. And it has wings and wheels and polka dot sail. And it has a privacy lid. And it has chocolate. And it has a phone. And, you know, there's a painting in there. It's intense to paint
so
your deathbed, by the way.
That
I
is
recommend
so
it.
Perfect. Well, I'm now particularly fascinated with the transformation that you've made in your life from having this experience, which was very negative around sex and sexuality. And now you've created and written these extremely successful books about juicy living and wild succulent woman and bodacious succulents. So that in and of itself is like this huge transformation that you made around just thinking about sex. How about that?
Yes. And then in my last love relationship, I discovered how much more there is for me to learn and experience about my own sexuality because I was with a partner who was 23 years younger.
Mm.
And there was a lot of sex. And
that's a good thing.
It was a good thing, and I got very scared. And I reached some new places of, let's say, a contraction. You know, I had been expansive in my sexuality to a certain point, and then when I was with this lover, I was brought to a new place. And so, you know, more chances to transform and change.
Mm. So how do you define and let me rephrase this. What do you mean by this juicy living as it relates to sex and sexuality?
Well, I feel like actually juicy living, it really encompasses, you know, the opposite of juicy, of course, is I call it dry and cracked. And so I like to think and say, what's it like if we live juicy, where we make our most alive choices, and those are the ones that make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, and where you go, ooh, I don't know if I could do that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's it's about sexuality, but it's about everything, really. I mean, as you know, sexuality, of course, is a reflection of how we live in every way. So, I mean, I have a really orgasmic life with myself. I mean, I don't currently have a lover, and I'm my own best lover. And I have the most romantic meals with myself, and I slow dance with myself, and I started writing on my walls and my window shade this big, long love poem to myself. And I have the most fantastic orgasms, and I'm a big fan of you know, in that way, self-love. And, of course, self-love has a much larger connotation.
And I want to get in, I want to dig deeper with you around ways, very specific ways that you actually experience self-love. And I am just, you are so speaking my language, because as you probably heard at the top of the show is about living an organic and orgasmic life. And so you have just validated orgasmic living for my listeners in that, yes, it can be in sex, but it can be in anything that you do, eating a peach or brushing your teeth, anything. Can be orgasmic. Do you relate to that?
Oh, absolutely. Being on the show right now. I mean, and I loved what you said about the weather. I mean, I'm always telling people, you know, I met someone I was in Alaska, and where it rains in this one place like 300 days of the year. And someone was saying, how do you stand it, to this woman in the store? And she said, she just smiled and said, I'm not weather dependent.
Yeah, I know.
You know, she was basically saying, I make my own weather.
There you go.
And I was so happy to hear you say that, because people are constantly taking the outside and having it affect how they feel on the inside.
You're so speaking my language. Well, we're going to take another short break. We've got so much more to talk to Sark about, including very specific ways that she practices self-love. So stay tuned.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
All right, we are back. It's Coach Betty with author Sark, whose recent book is Glad No Matter What, Transforming Loss and Change into Gift and Opportunity. And we are talking about living juicy right now. And Sark just shared this amazing story of how she literally transformed this experience of incest that she had as a child into living orgasmically, which is what she's doing right now in this moment. Woohoo! So I am just loving what you are saying about self-love. And even when we were talking about transformation in the first part of the show, you said you would point people to their heart. So tell me some of the ways that you practice self-love.
Well, I want to make sure that people know that self-love is the purest form of love. It's you loving you so you can love the world more. A number of years ago, I was in New York City, and I stepped into an elevator, and there was a man who had the best energy I'd ever experienced. I almost fell down. And I was so struck by it that I had to say to him, you have the best energy. And he just smiled slightly in the most loving way and said, thank you. I am so in love with myself.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so perfect.
And I thought, my first thought was, can he say that? And then my next thought was, why am I not saying that? And then my next thought was, why am I not living that way?
Mm.
And so I really started exploring what stops me from feeling self-loving and what is self-love and why are we all told to love ourselves but we're never supposed to talk about it?
Mm.
Ever. I mean, that's why we laugh when a man says, I'm so in love with myself. Because it's the most, you know, impossible thing we could think of saying or, you know, like it just nobody says that.
Yeah.
And why aren't we all walking around saying that? And why aren't we saying, how well are you loving yourself today to other people?
Because what's the transformation that happens in the world when we love ourselves? Everybody wins.
And this is why I say I live like a full cup of self-love, sharing the overflow with the world. And when I feel like a half-empty cup, which is often, I use my transformative practices and processes that I share in Glad No Matter What to fill myself back up again from the inside. So a lot of people act like a half-empty cup, and they go around the world trying to get filled from the outside. If I get this text message, if I get this phone call, if I get that car, whatever it is, I'll fill myself up. But if you fill yourself from the inside, you will always be self-sustaining.
Mm, that is so perfect. Fill yourself up from the inside. And what I also love about that is, guess what? That's what we have the most control over, too.
Yes, so, and it's absolutely free.
Yeah, and it's free on top of it. So okay, let's get specific. So how do you fill your self-love cup?
Well, first of all, I started, after meeting that man in the elevator, I started a very simple practice, which I continue to this day, and it is waking up and hugging myself first before getting out of bed. So and now, when I first started doing it, it felt kind of ridiculous, and I didn't know what would be the benefit. And now it's turned into 5 and 10 minutes of rolling around, hugging myself, kissing my shoulders, saying terms of endearment. I mean, you wouldn't believe what goes on. And I get out of bed, and I feel like 12 good friends have hugged me. I feel like all my endorphins have risen, and they have. And I feel like a full cup of self-love ready to share the overflow. So that's one very simple practice. Another one is something I share in the book in more detail. It's called three-part harmony, and it's a way to work with negative voices that we hear inside of our heads, and it's a way to let them express so that we can feel new things. And then part two of the harmony is utilizing, awakening our wise selves and having that wise self work for us and with us. And we all have a wise self, and people aren't using their wise self. So this is a way to train your brain. You do it through this written process, and then eventually you just begin to live side by side with your wise self. And then part three of the harmony is letting all the gladness out. And it's the glad hearts that are helping the world. It's not the angry, sad hearts. And it doesn't mean we don't feel angry and sad, because we do. But we just don't spend all our time there.
Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself, you know, kind of feeling angry and just feeling sort of bitter and frustrated, how do you unleash this gladness?
Well, in this three-part harmony that I just described, you'll be taken through a process where you write all your upset, scared, anxious feelings, and then your wise self will help you. You're going to do a process with the part two of the harmony where the wise self transforms and reframes each of those thoughts and each of those feelings. So it will go through. You'll be shown a process where you can do this. I do this on a daily basis, sometimes twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that my mind and heart and spirit are open and available for fresh new joy and gladnesses all the time.
So you're practicing gladness all the time in different ways. And your book is just full of different ways, exercises, and just means to get to that place where you can feel confident and comfortable with that you're all right no matter what you're feeling. That's really
Absolutely.
The bottom line, isn't
and
it?
And no matter what happens.
And no matter what happens. So you're perfect with how you're feeling, and you're perfect with what happens because you're feeling that way.
Yes, and it's not always comfortable or easy. And the other thing that I want people to hear and know is that if you can turn towards a challenging feeling, this is another practice that I describe in the book, but if you can turn towards a challenging feeling for even 5 seconds, it will shift and soften and change shape. And that turning towards it can take the form of you're just saying out loud, I feel you, loneliness. I feel you here. And mm-hmm. It's profound what happens when we tend to our feelings and we love them instead of trying to avoid them, deny them, repress them, anesthetize them, sedate them, run away from them, shut them down, lock them up, which is what most people are doing.
Right. So it's that deep acknowledgement. I am feeling this way. This is real for me. And, you know, we're all trying to get at our authentic, true self, and acknowledging our feelings is such a huge part of it. Oh, my gosh, there's so many things that I would love to dig in deep with you, and I know we only have just a few more minutes, but so you have just done such an amazing job of unleashing your own creative self in there with these 16 books that you've written. You know, if you, and I know, and we're going to get to your wild adventures that you're offering people, but before we go there, if you could have people do one small thing to begin to unleash their creativity and open themselves up to all of these possibilities that you're talking about, where would you point people?
I would probably encourage everyone to start by taking a miracle walk. And I write about these in the book, but it's really simple. You just go out of your house or wherever you live, and you put your hands out, palms up, and you say either out loud or to yourself, miracle, find me now. And then you walk until you find a miracle. And it may happen right away, it may be longer, and it may not be what you think it will be. But your attention will be focused on a miracle, and a miracle will find you.
Oh, wow.
That will open up your creative vision. And so I tell significant stories in the book of what has happened to me on miracle walks, and I have countless miracle walk stories, and I continue to experience them on a daily basis.
Yeah, and guess what? You can do that anywhere you are, no matter where you live, and it's free. Another one of those things. Okay, so tell the listeners, because I know part of Sark Goes Wild and you're inviting people to come on an adventure with you, and one of them is to take a miracle walk. But describe what the Sark Goes Wild is all about.
Yes, well, you know, I've been publishing books for 20 years, and for those 20 years, I've gotten letters, so many letters and so many phone calls of people asking if, could I ever come and see the Magic Cottage? Could I ever have tea with you? Could I ever take a miracle walk? So we took all of these requests and we turned them into 13 dream adventures that you can do with me, ranging in price from, I think it's $50 up all the way up to $20,000. And we've kind of put the higher price ones were almost just because I wanted to see what people wanted. It just was so funny because, and now we're getting, people are buying book mentoring packages, and we've had inquiries for the $20,000 package, and these are all, and then we're giving part of the profits to, it's called 826 Valencia, and it's an author named Dave Eggers who's helping kids do, you know, really turning kids into the visionaries that they are. It's a writing program for kids ages 8 to 14. Yes. And, you know, I've really moved into technology in a major way, and I have all kinds of e-programs, including this incredible course that I teach that I'm so in love with. It's called Dream Boogie. Dream Boogie, Dancing from Dreaming to Doing. And it's an 8-week online, on-the-phone course. And we now have a self-study version of it, too, for people who would rather do it that way. And we have a new one starting in February. And we get hundreds of people from all over the world together. And there's a live class, and there's downloadable books, and there's a website, and people are starting businesses, finishing books.
Oh, my gosh.
Just having incredible results and success.
Well, oh, Sark, thank you for discovering your blessing as this amazing creative artist who is filling other people with their creativity. And I just really appreciate you being in the world. And so you hear, listeners, this is a woman who has taken it, made the transformations. She doesn't just write about them, but she does them in her life, and she lives orgasmically. So if you want to find out about her wild adventures, if you want to find out about these teleclasses, PlanetSark.com is the place to go. Thank you so much, Sark, for all that you do and for sharing a little bit of it with us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I loved it so much.
Yay. All right. We'll be in touch.
Yes, and I love how technology supported us.
Yes, all the way through. How about it?
Yes.
All right, folks. We will be right back with a continued conversation around sex.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Okay, I am back. It is Coach Betty Live. After having just that very refreshing and creative conversation with Sark, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, is she a spark plug in the world or what? I just loved that whole interview. So if you listened to the show last week, you know that I opened up a conversation about sex. I believe a very needed conversation about sex in our world. If you missed the show, you can still listen to it by going to transformationtalkradio.com and finding me, the host, Coach Betty, and then all of my past shows are there to hear. So please do that if you are interested. And one, I just wanted to start out by clearing up a couple of things that I heard from my listeners after I did start that conversation last week. And one of my listeners emailed me and said, well, it sounds like you think sexual healing is the answer to everything and all disease and that that's all you need to do. And that is not what I mean. I think sex and our focus on our sexuality is a piece of the puzzle. But my show, this show, is going to present you many different options for healing yourself naturally, including laughter. And what my goal is to point you to the resources that you have within you that can help you live this juicy, organic, and orgasmic life. And sex is one of them. Now, another one of my listeners also emailed me and said, you know, it sounds like you're asking women to have emotionless sex with men. And that also is not at all what I'm talking about. I am talking about you just understanding that you have this power inside of you that is very orgasmic. And as we relate to men and partners in life, it's not about removing the emotion, but it's about really understanding that this sexuality that we have is also there, and it's powerful, and it can be used to help you heal. not solely, but in part. So anyway, keep those questions coming. I'm thrilled that you guys are listening and interested and responding. So I have a woe baby I want to share with you. And if you haven't heard my woe babies yet, what they are is sound bites, little things that I've read or heard that make me stop and say, wow, there's something that kind of opens my mind to a new reality. Or it might make me say, whoa, baby, we got to stop that. We got to quit letting that happen in our world. Well, today the one I want to share from you is a recent study out of Indiana University. They did a national survey on sexual health and behavior, and this is very recent, October 2010. The results of this study came out. Here's one of the pieces of the study. It said 85% of men report that their partner had an orgasm, while only 64% of women report having orgasms.
That's a woe baby.
Yeah, how about that? There's a little bit of a discrepancy there. It's some wonderful people who I'm going to share a little bit more about in a couple of minutes call it the orgasm gap. Yeah, it's like men are thinking this is happening. Women are experiencing something else. Now, if you want to find out more information about this study, please Google the National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior. And again, it came out of Indiana University. It'll give you all the specifics and all the details about what went on with this study and how they came up with this statistic. So imagine that. What impact do you think that this is having on our relationships and our world globally? I think it's having an impact. I think we are not really understanding the power of orgasmic experiences and orgasmic living. And So things start to tend to get a little bit skewed and a little like we're not really experiencing what we're saying we experience. So it's a tricky little way to describe it, but let me tell you a story of one of my clients who came to me, and we were going through an exercise called the Wheel of Life, which is basically looking at your satisfaction in all these different areas in your life. And one of them was about sexual satisfaction, your romantic interests and your romantic sex satisfaction. And she said, oh my God, I'm not at all satisfied here. I spend my 2 minutes 5 days a week and I lay there so that it can all happen. And that was her experience with romance and sex with her husband of several years. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like really not, can you imagine what she's putting out there in the world about relationships and about her own sexuality, given that that's the kind of sex she's having? Yeah, it scares me to even think about. The good news and the bad news on this is that she is no longer with her husband, but the good news is that she's thriving in her business and her life because she has refound this sexual piece of herself that's always been there. Now, the thing that I want to mention is, you know what else is going on in our world is that we don't talk about women's sexual satisfaction very much. That's why there's this orgasm gap. You know, we see the commercials about sexual dysfunction for men, but there is a company, Zestra.com. They have a natural organic product for women's sexual satisfaction, and they have been unable to get on the media to even talk about it. So I want you, I invite you and encourage you to go to Zestra.com, learn about this product, and learn about how we can start to shrink this orgasm gap. Oh my goodness, there's so much more I want to share with you around this sexual healing, but right now my call is for women to take inspired action. Assess your own sexual satisfaction. Be real with it. The other thing I want you to do, because men, I am so not leaving you out. In addition to that, I want the women to find 10 things daily that you appreciate about the fact that men are walking around on the planet. This is going to start to transform the way you think about yourself and your relationships. Let me very quickly tell you a few little great points that Sark had for us. Why don't you try waking up and hugging yourself every morning? How about taking a miracle walk and just holding your hands up and saying, I'm ready for the miracle. Find me. Okay, folks, that's all for today. Next week, we're going to take a little right angle turn here. I've got Matt Stein, who's an MIT grad and wrote a book called When Technology Fails. He's going to share a little bit about alternative medicine and the medicine chest that you can have on hand in case our technology sets us down. So until then, have a wonderful week and look for the organic orgasmic living in your life. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.